You're listening to SBS News.
In Melbourne's affluent beachside suburb of Hampton, bright teal T-shirts are becoming more and more visible. They're coming to symbolise a different brand of politics, aiming to radically alter the makeup of the next parliament. Among the crowd in the matching T-shirts, independent candidate for Goldstein, Zoe Daniel.
We're out everywhere at least a few times a week in different parts of the electorate, so trying to talk to people of different demographics, and it's really a listening exercise for me as well as a talking exercise.
Ms Daniel had previously worked as a foreign correspondent before making the decision to enter politics.
I've seen climate change up close, I've seen dysfunctional politics up close, I've seen conflict in various forms, I've seen poverty, I've seen all sorts of things. But particularly in recent years, the repeat experience of seeing the impact of climate change started to really affect me and give me a sense of frustration around lack of action.
The campaign has raised more than $800,000. Roughly half of that comes from the organisation Climate 200, funded by millionaire climate campaigner Simon Holmes-A-Court. Addressing the National Press Club in Canberra, Mr. Holmes-A-Court said he's not paying for influence and that Australians would like to see more independents like Zali Steggall and Helen Haynes.
This is really inspirational for women around the country, and I think a lot of men as well. We can see the figure that they have cut in Parliament, and we can think, just a little bit more of that, please. A little bit more and we can have a very different country. Thank you.
The electorate of Goldstein is one of the Liberal Party's crown jewels, but the choice to go independent may have given some voters pause.
It's good that we've got another choice, because I was just telling Zoe just now that it doesn't matter who you used to vote for, it's always the same party that gets in, so it's good to have another choice.
I do have confidence that maybe we could have more balance in our governing system, so yes, I do feel a bit more hopeful.
How do you feel about having an independent candidate in this electorate?
I think it's fantastic. It encourages more debate, encourages democracy. I think it's great to see the safe seats being challenged by independents.
Liberal incumbent Tim Wilson has held the seat since 2016. In the last election, he won it by a margin of 8%. Mr. Wilson is a Liberal moderate and says his socially progressive, economically conservative views align with those of his constituents.
I focus on outcomes and I'm immensely proud of my record. What it means to be a Liberal is to be forward-looking, to think about building the future of Australia's industrial economy, to promote a society built on inclusion, but also to be proud of our nation and to be patriotic in our stance.
The independents running in these affluent electorates say moderate voices in the Liberal Party are being drowned out. Dr. Jill Shepherd from the Australian National University says it's a common theme in the independents' campaigns.
And I think they do fill a void that is missing in Australian politics at the moment, and that's around moderate Liberals. A lot of these candidates have expressed frustration with the Liberal Party. I think Goldstein is a blue ribbon Liberal seat. It would take an incredible upset for Zoe Daniel to get elected there, but she does have a huge profile. She's working very hard. She's rallying a lot of support from volunteers and voters within her electorate. However, we have to expect always that the major parties will hold on to these seats.
In Sydney's eastern suburbs, the electorate of Wentworth is Liberal Party heartland. But it's there that Allegra Spender, the daughter of Australian fashion designer the late Carla Zampatti, has thrown her hat in the ring, taking on sitting MP Dave Sharma.
Look, I would say that we've had 3 years of Dave Sharma and we have not got what Wentworth really cares about. I think for me what's important is that what's important to Wentworth is not being represented in Canberra. It's this disconnect. So what, if people say they're moderate Liberals and modern Liberals, the point is they're not being effective in driving moderate Liberal agendas or the things that are important to Wentworth.
Dave Sharma is a former Australian ambassador to Israel, winning the seat from independent Karen Phelps in 2019. He declined to be interviewed for this story. In nearby North Sydney, another contest looms. Former PR executive Kylie Tink has also had enough of a perceived lack of action on climate change and parliamentary integrity.
The reality is, when you look at the people that are standing up across the country, the majority of us aren't professional politicians. We are people, though, that have been dedicated to our communities for a really long time, and we have worked to bring about positive change.
She's also challenging a moderate Liberal MP in Trent Zimmerman, who's held the seat since 2015.
Well, I've never taken North Sydney for granted, and it's been a seat that's been held by an independent before, an independent of a different type to the current voices of group of independents that we're facing at the moment. So I'm expecting it to be a tough contest.
MPs like Trent Zimmerman and Tim Wilson have told SBS News in a hung parliament the independents will hand Labor victory. None of the independent candidates have made clear which party they would back if they could decide who forms government. They're asking voters to support them in the knowledge they are willing to negotiate and work with either party. The ANU's Dr. Shepherd says it would be unwise to preference a party at this stage.
The problem that independent candidates face going into the election is if they hang their flag on either party, voters may as well vote for those parties. So saying at the moment that they have an open mind is entirely sensible. What happens after the election may be a different matter, but certainly for now you have to flag to voters that you will fight for the electorate.
Tysock Husey, SBS News.